Folks, Half Court Technical Foul Podcast, it's your boy Abdi, and today I have nothing more and nothing else to talk about than the Phoenix Suns. Well, we're going to be talking about a little bit more after that, but I want to give my roses today, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people doubted what I said a few years ago. A lot of people, you know, looked at me crazy other than Lee. If you don't know who Lee Diosis is, look back. Long time ago, 4 years, almost four and a half, I believe so. You know, he came on an episode, talked Phoenix, talked the Suns, and we said they were going to do something special in a couple years. Fast forward to 2021, get themselves Chris Paul on a trade. A lot of people doubted them still, you know, got rid of Kelly. A lot of people still doubted them, didn't say there was going to be nothing special, you know what I'm saying? People claim that they were still going to be the bubble champs. Hey, but look at them now. Look at them now. D-Book, Chris Paul, ooh, DeAndre Ayton, Jay Crowder. Oh my God, the list goes down. And that bench, boy oh boy, shout out to Frank Kaminsky. If y'all don't know who Frank Kaminsky is, man, yeah, y'all need to, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, he ain't do nothing, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, big ups to that entire squad. Look at that. You see my guy, DeAndre, holding that silver ball, man. You know, time ago, a lot of people said, yo, Phoenix wasn't really going to do much. It was the laughing stock of the league, you know? This is amazing as an NBA fan. You don't even have to be, like, this is just great to see as a fan of the NBA. This right here is what we watch the NBA for. This right here is why we love watching this game. Stories like this. Monty Williams should have been coach of the year. I said that a while ago too. I think I said that back in November. I said he should have been coach of the year. But as you guys can see, you know, wherever Chris Paul goes, you know, makes the team better. He's never went over that hump. He still has it. He still hasn't gotten that ring. But to make it in his first finals appearance in 16 seasons, man. 16 seasons. And to do it in front of the LA fans and the LA team that disregarded him, that said he wasn't, you know, built to be a championship point guard. You know, that bashed on him a lot for, you know, just a lot of things happening in LA at the time, you know, from coaches to from players bickering to other players. As you can see, Chris Paul makes everyone around him better. DeAndre Ayton, youngin, former number one overall pick, Arizona native, you know what I'm saying? Like, high praises for this guy as a veteran point guard, I should say. Devin Booker, man, light-skinned assassin, Mamba, mentality, boy, you want me to go down this list? I could, man. Jeez, Bridges, bro, good God, Philly, y'all dumb for letting them go in the draft a while ago. You guys know what you did, you know what I'm saying? So, this team is built from the bottom up, and no one talks about James Jones, my guy, the James Jones. GM, Executive of the Year, bro. Made this happen, you know? You saw CP3, people were like questioning why did he go to Phoenix? Why did he do this? Why did he do that? He saw the pieces there. Started from James Jones. He said, all right, they got a solid executive at charge, you know? Went down the line, saw Monty Williams, past history back in New Orleans. Saw D-Buck, young cat, gets buckets whenever, wherever, however. Saw DeAndre. That's an easy lob. Cameron Payne, bro, who left. Who got waived by Chicago because he wasn't NBA material. Probably their best player off the bench is Cam Payne right now. So, yo, big ups Phoenix. You know what I'm saying? LA, man, I feel your pain. I feel your pain, you know? Too bad y'all not the Lakers. I would have been bashing y'all from the jump right now. But this is great, man. This is amazing. You know, as a Jay Crowder fan, you know, I always used to say Jay Crowder used to be the X Factor during his Boston days. And people always laughed at me. Look at him. Back-to-back finals appearances. It was one game away when he was with us. Like, solid guy. It's a solid team, guys. I feel like, yo, Suns in four. Hoodies drop. Check out the Shopify. You know what I'm saying? Link is going to be in the description. Link is going to be everywhere. Y'all check out the Instagram. Hoodies drop. Buy that. It's going to be in the video. Scroll. You know what I'm saying? So, like, do that. But, yo, Suns in four. But, yeah, man. What I saw from this series is straight up grit and grind, not just from the Phoenix guys, but the LA guys too. A lot of unknown names or forgotten names like Reggie Jackson, Paul George, Playoff P. Literally played like Playoff P. Y'all dragged his name for about 2 years now. Pandemic P. Come on, guys. Like, this guy used to get buckets in Indiana. He used to be that guy. He used to be the main guy. Just because he teams up with other guys doesn't make him the second fiddle, you know, the second guy up. He is a bucket getter. And that's facts. If you're a ball player, if you watch ball, if you know about basketball, Paul George gets buckets. And he showed that throughout this entire playoffs. And with the whole Kawhi situation, I don't even know if he's going to end up coming back to LA. I don't even think he's going to end up coming back to LA. If I was him, I'll go elsewhere. You know what I'm saying? If I'm Ballmer, if I'm Ty Lue, if I'm the GM out there, I'm sticking with PG. I'm sticking with the core guys, you know. If Kawhi wants to leave, yo, leave. They really don't need Kawhi, in my opinion. And we could talk about that in the comments. If you guys really don't think they need Kawhi, comment down below. If you think they do, also comment down below. But this run Phoenix has made in the playoffs, not just the playoffs, but the season they had, just goes to show, like, yo, can't doubt any team in the NBA. This is not a free-for-all. We saw what happened to Brooklyn. We saw what happened to the Lakers. We saw what happened to Golden State. Regardless of the situation, they had, they still had the best point guard in the NBA right now, which is Steph Curry, balling out. You know what I'm saying? And yet they still didn't make it to the playoffs. We saw what happened to Boston. All that talent in Boston still didn't go far in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Barely made it. You saw the talent Washington had. Barely made it. So it's like, yo, this league is built to be competitive. And folks out here talk about super teams, this, super teams, that. You know, the super teams. Excuse my language, but screw that. Real talk. You could say all you want about building this super team, right? Go over the luxury taxes. Do what you got to do, right? To get where you want to get to. But at the end of the day, man, it's about the chemistry you have with the guys. You know, the core guys, how the bench plays, how you coach a team. It starts from the top all the way to the bottom. So, like, Phoenix is a prime example of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, whoever they see in the finals, I feel like Phoenix is going to win. If you want to place your bets down below in the comments. I'll holler at you guys, you know. Y'all know who you is. If you don't think the Suns are going to win, hit my line. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, man, this is great. This is freaking amazing, man. Lee, my guy. I want to give you a big hug all the way from the East Side, bro. This, yo, I know how you feel, bro. I know how you feel right now as a Suns fan, as a native of Arizona, you know. This is amazing for y'all, bro. So, big ups to you, man. I'm going to have to give you a call in a bit. But, yeah, bro. Phoenix. Suns in four. Let's get it. Hawks-Bucks series is probably one of the most odd series is up for me right now, just because they're two main guys, you know, Trae Young and Giannis. Trae was out with a bone bruise. I don't know if he's coming back, but Giannis, game four hurt his knee. hyperextended it. It's scary to look at, but like, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. Like, this right here is what LeBron has been saying, you know, and I feel like everything LeBron has said has a point, but at the same time, when it comes to like how much you're getting paid and all that, we'll talk about that some other time. But like, this series lost the two main guys, or might lose the two main guys who are very, very important to the outcome of the series, right? Now, yes, Milwaukee does have Chris Middleton. Yes, Milwaukee does have Jrue Holiday. And yes, Atlanta does have Clint Capella, John Collins, Lou Will, who just balled out in game four. You know what I'm saying? So, but the Bucks losing Giannis for game five, it's probably one of the most disappointing ways to probably go out in a series. I mean, hopefully, knock on wood that both of them come back healthy. But I'm telling you, the outcome of this series is based on how healthy these two main stars are. In my opinion, I think the Hawks are going to win. That's just me. At this point, it's going to be Hawks and seven. You know, I said it from the jump, Hawks and seven. But these injuries are just piling up, and it sucks. It sucks. We saw how the season ended last year. These guys barely got an offseason to rest. And they come back, play every other day. It's tough. I understand that. But, like, you're getting paid to do that. A few words about that. Like, Shaq also had a point. If I got $200 million a year to play basketball, I'm going to play basketball without complaining. There's 40 million people out there who lost their jobs this past year. These guys getting paid $200 million. And you got the greatest player, arguably the greatest player of all time, complaining about injuries and health. I mean, they both have a point, right? Which is why I'm not really picking sides. I mean, if you think I'm being biased, go ahead and think I'm being biased. But, yeah, man, these injuries suck. Kyrie hurt, you know. James Harden hurt. Giannis hurt. Jamal Murray hurt. You know, LeBron, AD. It goes down the line, man. Like, these injuries pile up. These injuries end up screwing with the team's season. But what can you do? It's a part of the game. If you have love for the game that much to play, a lot of people don't know this. You know, folks think these guys go out and play 100% healthy every game. 100% healthy every game. That's BS. Every single guy you see there right now is hurt in one way or another. They're hurt. They're not playing healthy right now. They're not. There's no way there's a guy out there that's 100% played over 70 games this year, including the playoffs, including last year in the bubble. There's absolutely zero way these guys are playing at 100%. And people think that not just basketball players, but athletes are robots. Nah. There's no way. The amount of treatment they get, no matter how much money you spend on the treatment you get, there's no way any athlete in this world is 100% whenever their match comes up, whenever their game or whatever they're doing, track and field, Olympics, whatever they're doing, you know? There's no way an athlete is 100%. So for the folks out there bashing these guys for complaining, screw y'all, all right? Until you get out there on the floor, until you get out there on the field, until you get out there and do whatever the heck you got to do, and then find out what the outcome is afterwards of putting 100% into what you're doing out there on the field, or on the court, on the whatever it is that you're doing, the pain you feel the next couple of hours, the next couple of days, it goes on lingering throughout the year, throughout however long that season is that you're playing, you know what I'm saying? So there's no way no one's 100%. And it sucks. It sucks. I mean, the Bucks are just, Thankfully, they got Jrue Holiday. Thankfully, they got a bucket getter in Chris Middleton, who doesn't really get much respect. You know what I'm saying? And I think he does deserve a lot of respect because he's probably one of the most underrated 2/3, you know what I'm saying, guys in the league. He's a 3-and-D guy. Doesn't get much respect. But the Bucks have talent. And I mean, the Hawks have talent. I think the Bucks should watch out. So, as I said, I'm sticking to my guns. Hawks and 7. Hopefully, these two stars get healthy soon and fast. I'm like praying for a speedy recovery for both of them. But yeah, man, Hawks and 7. It's your boy, TFP. Buy your merch, guys. Suns and 4. Right there, popping on your screen right now, all right? Suns and 4. If y'all want a discount, I might do a discount. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I'll think about it. But get your hoodies. Appreciate y'all. Like, comment, subscribe. Peace and love. Take care.